Let's talk about the Golden Rose with our next guest, Christian Reith. Christian, good morning to you.
Morning, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. And you're on a chance here, Shogun Sun. You rode it the other day, and I just love the way it sort of finished off that last sort of couple of furlongs.
Yeah, he's impressed me both times I rode him. When he first come down, I rode him at Randwick, and I thought he won quite well. He got a good running behind him, and he really let down well when I let him go, and he gave me quite an impressive feel, and then he went back home and he was slow away and got back at the Gold Coast and stormed home with a big weight. And the other day, same again. He just got a little bit of a bad habit, getting away a bit slow. But Saturday he's drawn a nice gate, so hopefully I can have him a bit closer.
That's the key. And look, it's going to be a pressure race. Paul Perry's horses are the obvious that you look at, but it's a $1 million race. You know what happens there. There's always automatic pace, isn't there?
Oh, of course, you know, it's a high-pressure race, and a couple of the fancies like Minari and whatnot have drawn out, so, you know, it's just going to inject more speed in the race, which will definitely suit my fella. I think he's crying out for the 7 furlongs, and, you know, look, I wouldn't class him out of the race. I think he's running good enough to be competitive.
Yeah, you just off that run the other day, you're so right with those words that he is crying out for 1,400.
Yeah, that's right, and you know, the pace of the race is going to definitely suit him, get him nice and relaxed. And I feel that he's going to thrive over that trip on Saturday. And he's in good order and looking forward to getting on his back again.
Yeah, for sure. Very strong race there, the Golden Rose, sponsored by De Bortoli Wines there on Saturday. Righto. Well, you're coming off there, a Bathurst win there yesterday for Brad Whittop.
Yeah. It was good to be able to take that little Ichabar horse there. And get a win with him. He needed it for his confidence, and we were able to do that yesterday. But he's got improvement in him. He's still a little bit green, but you know, the stable's going very well, and Brad's doing a great job with him. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to get on their back.
You're riding a couple for Clary today. Manhattan Sun in the fourth, and Fanning in race four. Manhattan Sun is coming off. We'll take us through that last run at Canterbury.
He's a funny little horse, Andrew. He turns up, he runs a big race, but he's a quirky little fella, and if he gets a good run in the run and has a dig, I think he can run a cheeky race today.
Yeah, I mean, he's run a Wong before that. It showed that, you know, he box seated and off a nice draw. He's certainly capable.
He's definitely capable, and he's definitely got the ability. It's just getting it out of him, which is the thing. But hopefully he turns up today. If he does, he's going to run a big race.
And Fanning's drawn the inside over 1,100 there off a recent trial? Or
yeah.
Recent couple of trials. He's first up here and has won first up.
He has. I was fortunate enough to ride him last preparation, won a couple of races on him, and he's a high cruising, big, strong horse. You know, he'll be prime for today, and he'll take plenty of catching.
Yeah, he's a horse that sits right up on the pace, isn't he? And from this draw, that's really, really kind for him.
Yeah, he's got very good speed, Andrew, and he's a big, strong horse. You've got to kind of go with him, and you know, he'll take plenty of catching today.
Understand. All right, mate. Good luck, and good luck with Shogun Sun. I hope he lives right up to what we expect there on Saturday.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Christian Reith joining us there with his rides today.